Why you're losing Amazon sales. Number one, lack of trust for your brand or product. This is a no-brainer. Build trust with your consumers and see your sales skyrocket. Number two, product reviews and ratings. As you can appreciate, if your product has more positive reviews and ratings than a competitor, the chances are that your product is gonna sell above the competitor. That's why it's so important to get. Number three, inaccurate product information. One thing you can add into your listing is something like the dimensions of the product. You should also take advantage of. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. The 10 reasons why you're losing Amazon sales. Number one, high shipping costs. Some people like to charge for shipping, but I can tell you that most customers hate paying for shipping. And as sellers, we have to try and make our offer as attractive to the consumer as possible. And one of those things we can do is offer free shipping. Now, when you're on the Amazon platform, if you have your products in FBA, fulfilled by Amazon, one of the offers that Amazon provides to their prime customers is free shipping. So by having your products in Amazon FBA, you could also offer that free shipping for consumers as well. And in turn, hopefully get higher conversions, high profits for your business. If you don't do FBA and you're having to charge for shipping, one strategy is to have a higher retail price for your product, which therefore includes the cost of shipping. So the consumer thinks they're getting it for free, but really you've upped the price and factored it into your retail price. Now, the negative with that is that, of course, you've got a higher retail price. And if you're selling a product that is in competition with other products that are very similar, then you might find that you lose sales at the end of the day. So you've got to weigh it up, which one's better, have it in FBA and have zero shipping cost, or don't have it in FBA, have a shipping costs or higher retail price, but perhaps lower sales. Number two, long shipping times. As you can appreciate, consumers hate waiting for their product. In Australia, we've kind of become accustomed to waiting up to a week to 2 weeks for products, but I think a lot of online retailers in Australia have gotten better. I know I just bought some sneakers the other day from Foot Locker. It arrived within 2 days. A lot of other items also can arrive within 1 to 2 days as well from the high selling retailers, online retailers. But unfortunately, there's still people in Australia that take a long time for shipping. The reason why they do that is because it costs less money. So they're trying to make more money by offering a longer shipping service. But you might find that if you offer a faster shipping service and including free shipping, you ultimately may sell more products. So you may increase double or triple your revenue because you're offering such a great shipping service. So relating to Amazon, when you are using the Amazon FBA program, Amazon is taking care of the shipping for you. That's one of the advantages of actually even being on Amazon as a seller in the first place, is because it takes away the shipping issues for you. Now, of course, as an Amazon Prime member, I mean the consumer is a Prime member, they can have free shipping. And Amazon also provides different options for the customer. So it might be free shipping. If they're not a Prime member, they might offer a cost-based shipping service, and it might vary between expedited and standard, and it's then up to the consumer to decide how fast they want the product to arrive to their home based on the costs. Number three, unclear return policy. You know, when you're going to a website and you're not sure if you can return a product, if it's faulty or if you don't like it or if it doesn't fit right, you probably just won't buy the product in the first place because you don't want the hassle of having to return it if you need to. That could be a big problem for you. Now, within Amazon, Amazon have a very clear return policy, and that's why they sell so many products, because they built up so much trust with the customer. Now, with Amazon, generally speaking, you can return the policy within 30 days without any questions asked. So as Amazon is offering a 30-day return policy for most items on their platform, this is so easy for sellers because now you don't have to deal with it Amazon will facilitate the entire return process and refund, if it's applicable, on your behalf. Number four, inaccurate product information. As you can appreciate, if your product is not described correctly, it's going to be a big problem, because then you're going to get more returns, especially once the customer receives something and if it's the wrong color, the wrong size. So one thing you can add into your listing is something like the dimensions of the product. Now, something I've seen before is if you're selling on the USA platform, you want to make sure that your dimensions that you've listed for the product are in inches. I've seen this all the time. Australian sellers often put it in centimeters, but Americans think in inches. So that is something that you should definitely not make the mistake of doing, because you're trying to cater for that particular market and make it simple for them to know the product size. This in turn makes it simple for them to make a choice about buying your product. The other thing you should do is have the best photos you can possibly have. I always say to people, look, people aren't going to a store to pick up your product and touch it and have a feel of it. If it's online, the only way they can tell if they like the product is through the images. So you want to have the best images possible. And if you're someone who also has brand registry on the Amazon platform, you should also take advantage of using the video content. The video content is going to take that one step further in helping the customer decide if this is the right product, because you can also then have people using your product in the right context. It really helps increase your sales. One of my tips for photographs is don't be cheap. I see so many people try and take photographs of their product with their iPhone at home. They might be okay, but I can tell you, if you use a professional photographer, they are going to take your product to the next level. The other thing you could consider, and I've done this myself, is have your product digitally created. Therefore, it doesn't need photography, but the image is crystal clear and is very, very beneficial for the customer.
Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode.
Number five, product reviews and ratings. As you can appreciate, if your product has more positive reviews and ratings than a competitor, the chances are that your product is going to sell above the competitor. People love to have third-party endorsements to know if your product is the right one to buy, because as you can appreciate, they can't touch it and they can't hold it up. They can only know if the product is good or bad by the reviews that are left by other third-party buyers. That's why it's so important to get as many 5-star reviews on your product as possible. Now, you can do this by encouraging the satisfied customers to leave positive reviews, but be careful on Amazon. It must meet Amazon's terms of service. You can find yourself unstuck if you go outside those terms of service by either demanding or only requesting positive reviews only. This also gives you a chance, though, if you can deal with the customer, to address any negative feedback in a professional way and improve products based on customer input. One of the ways to increase your review count is to pay for advertising on the Amazon platform, which is called PPC, or pay per click. So if you can pay for more people to buy your product, you're more likely to get more reviews. Now, the current statistic is for every 100 sales you make, you'll get 2 or 3 product reviews. Now, that doesn't mean that they're guaranteed 5-star reviews. You have to make sure that the product is already 5 stars before you can get a 5-star review. But at least it's one step further to helping building, to help build. But at least that's one step further to help build your product rating count. And ultimately, the more product reviews or ratings that you get, the more sales you'll do. Let me start that again. But ultimately, the more positive reviews and ratings you get, the more sales you'll do. Number six, lack of incentives. Now, incentives can be promotions, discounts, bundle deals, anything really to try and attract the customer to buy your product. If you're finding that you're just stuck, if you're selling a product for say $50 and it is just not moving, try to offer a coupon discount or just a percentage discount, something to incentivize the customer to buy your product. You will find that at some price point, it will sell, whether that's $10, which I hate to say, but I'm hopefully it's closer to $40 or $50. But whatever price point that is, you'll find there will be a conversion point. Now, hopefully for you, the conversion point is higher up the scale so you can actually make a profit. But it also comes down to how many product reviews you have and how many five-star reviews you have. That will also help you make more sales. Now, you can also, within the Amazon platform, you can use Amazon's promotional tools to help create deals and special offers. And keep in mind that Amazon will also ask you and remind you if you want to make a special deal for big, big promotions like Cyber Monday or Black Friday, which is huge on the Amazon platform. Number 7, product availability issues. Now, to make sure your product is in stock, it comes down to product inventory management, making sure that you're ordering enough stock to last a particular period before you've got to reorder new stock. You want to have a crossover period during your orders and allow for delays in shipping, delays in production at the factory, because I can tell you, delays always happen. So give yourself a good gap of crossover to make sure that you never run out of stock. And in turn, you'll keep your sales ranking and keep happy customers. Number 8, high minimum order quantities. Now, it surprises me that some sellers would even do this, but it is true. Some sellers put in place a minimum order quantity for consumers. And I've got a story just that came across my desk today of someone who went to buy a particular product, but decided not to buy the product because the seller required the person to buy 10 of the items, and she only wanted 2. So she couldn't just buy 2 single items, had to buy 10. And so what happened? They just didn't buy them all because they didn't want to be left with 8 products lying around that they didn't even want. So make sure your minimum order quantity is set to 1. Number 9, inadequate customer support. Now, admittedly, when you sell on Amazon, the Amazon customer service team is going to take care of most of the service to do with your customer, such things as shipping out the product and looking after any returns or refunds. However, there may be things that come up along the way, either it be a faulty product, and maybe they reach out to you directly because you've got your company email address on the package or on the insert of the product. They will reach out to you with their issue. Make sure you respond to them and offer a great customer service experience, because in turn, you want that customer to leave a positive review on the Amazon marketplace. So don't think that because perhaps you're not dealing them with the customer through Amazon, that somehow they can't come and leave a review for you, because they can. And the review equals money. Number 10, lack of trust for your brand or product. Now, this seems obvious, but you ultimately want to build up a strong trust relationship with the consumer. Ideally, you want consumers to come back and buy from you over and over again. So having things on the Amazon platform like amazing images, amazing bullet points and descriptions, great promotions, and great reviews from other consumers is ultimately going to help build trust of your product and your brand, and in turn, get people talking about your brand and product across the internet and their friends to help you build your sales. This is a no-brainer. Build trust with your consumers and see your sales skyrocket. So guys, that wraps up the top 10 reasons why you're possibly losing sales on the Amazon platform. If you want access to those top 10 reasons, be sure to check out the show notes below. And in the comments, if you think I've missed anything as perhaps why your product is not selling. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.